Sí.
Oh! Welcome to World Beef and Farm.
Yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya!
You're listening to C.
Yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Till you changed my mind, love is sent through me and good to you. When you were somewhere, somewhere hard to find. With you. tomorrow changes. Fields of green today. Yesterday is dead, but not my memory. We were strangers. And then you came to stay. A sweeter spring, no morning sings to me. So now I've found a living sound that moves, that breathes, and that makes love.
Good afternoon. This is 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio. And the show you are listening to, as always at this time on a Thursday, well, except for last week anyway, is Stereoscopic Radio, your search for psychedelia, garage rock, freak beat, acid punk, progressive rock, and other socially and musically relevant artifacts from 1965 to today with me, your host, Darren. And that was a belated, first that was a belated welcome to the fall, or autumn, as, well, pretty much anybody calls it one or the other. Yes, the Kinks with Autumn Almanac. And before that, you heard Small Faces with a song that was supposed to be on their follow-up to Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, but Steve Marriott left the band to form Humble Pie and immediately released that song, The Autumn Stone, on a 1969 compilation of sort of outtakes and B-sides and rarities, kind of way ahead of the trend there. I noticed that sort of format was big news in the early 90s, early to mid-90s anyway. But yeah, great song, excellent song, I love it. And of course, started off with the Walker Brothers and Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, because God knows when we're going to see that again. The sun, I mean. Well, not the Walkman. God knows when we're going to see the Walker Brothers again. But Walker Brothers hailing from Southern California, actually. I always thought that they were a British band. But the Dominic Priore book, Riot on Sunset Strip, set me straight on that idea. Yeah, they booked off to England and produced that single in very much the Phil Spector style, which was a huge hit for them in 1966. And, of course, it's always relevant because some of us are just in a Walker Brothers mood sometimes. God, I know I am these days. And, but back to the Kinks, because due to some special programming I wanted to get done and the Shrumble last week, I didn't get around to it. I started about a month ago, actually. I was listening to a lot of Kinks, and it was just kind of, yeah, I really got into them. I mean, I was always liked them, but started listening to them a lot more than usual and sort of picking out a bunch of articles I found and lots of interesting facts about the band, one of which, Autumn Almanac, kind of being the contrary get that he is, Ray Davies. While the rest of the world was getting all psychedelic, Ray Davies, for some reason, started going almost insular, sort of inward-looking culturally to British culture and its quirks. Autumn Almanac being a very good example of that. I mean, he's talking about going to Blackpool on his holidays. There's also a line in there, My Poor Rheumatic Back, which is a reference to his basically chronic back problems that he had throughout the 60s, which was in no small way contributing to his, I guess, shall we say, overindulgence in painkillers during that period. But what am I going to get on? Oh, yeah, this inward-looking or this sort of more insular look at British society and culture and things like that while the rest of the world was getting all psyched out and witnessing the rise of world music. I think the best description I've read of it was in one article I read. It described the track or the single Waterloo Sunset as, while the rest of the world was making music in Technicolor, all of a sudden the Kinks put out this stark black and white single, which was almost like an approximation of a French New Wave film in a way. And that kind of colors, I guess, their mid-period material, the stuff between, say, Sunny Afternoon and Arthur, or The Decline and Fall of the British Civilization, British Empire, sorry. But we're going to have a brief set of Kinks songs coming up right now with See My Friend.
See my friend. There's too much on my mind. There's too much on my mind. And I can't sleep at night thinking about it. I'm thinking all the time. There's too much on my mind. It seems there's more to life than just to live it. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can say. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do about it.
Jealous of her sister and her liberty and her smart young friends. She was so jealous of her sister. Priscilla looked into the wardrobe. Priscilla looked into the frying pan and the bacon and eggs and the breakfast dessert. She was so jealous of her sister and her way of life and her luxury flat. She was so jealous of her sister. She threw away her dirty dishes just to be free again. Her woman's weekly magazines just to be free again. And put the children in just to be free again. Priscilla saw her little children and then decided she was better off than the wayward lass that her sister had been. No longer jealous of her sister, so she ran round the house with her curlers on. No longer jealous of her sister.
The Kinks with Two Sisters. Kind of one of the recurring themes in Ray Davies, his writing. He's got a few recurring themes or recurring underlying sort of, how do I put it, subtexts. One being sisters. I think he had something like 5 or 6 older sisters. Certainly one of them, his favorite sister, Renee, who they were all significantly older than him, by the way. And they very much helped in the upbringing of Ray and his younger brother Dave, who also played guitar in the Kinks. But one of them being Renee, who got married in, when Ray was still young and moved off to Canada, but she was in an abusive relationship, so she came back to Britain and basically bought him his first guitar, but in a rather Dickensian twist of fate, the day that she was supposed to give it to him on his birthday, she died. So that kind of threw, talk about like, loaded gifts, as it were. Another one of his sisters and her husband was, I can't remember her name, but the Davis brothers used to sort of decamp to their place when things got particularly bad at the home front and stay with them for a bit. But I'm digressing. Started that set off with... What did I start that off with? See My Friend. Kind of one of the things the Kinks don't get a lot of credit for is being, I think, the first British act, and they beat the Beatles by a few months on this, to get a song with an sort of an Indian flavor to it into the charts. See My Friend hit number 10. At some point in 1965, I think it was May of 1965, the song was very much inspired by a stopover that the Kinks had in India on their way to Australia during one of their first tours abroad. And Ray was very taken with that sort of, taken with the drones of Indian music and also the sort of vocal patterns which he heard the fishermen outside Bombay using when they were hanging out there. And that kind of popped up a couple of times. Next song I played after that, Fancy, being another version of it. I think also See My Friend in Fancy also dealing with a recurring subtext in the Kinks' music of homosexuality. See My Friend being allegedly written about a friend of Ray's who'd decided to come out of the closet. Followed Fancy with There's Too Much on My Mind, and it and Two Sisters, well, I think they're pretty good examples of that sort of sonic texture that you really just don't get anymore. I don't know what I mean. Well, you don't really hear songs. You don't hear a whole lot of songs that have harpsichords in them anymore. And certainly Ray Davis was very interested in studio effects and what you could get in the studio. There's a story of Ray Davis throwing a tantrum when they were trying to record Dedicated Follower Fashion, and when Dave couldn't get an electric guitar sound that sounded like a ukulele, Ray kind of threw a fruity big fit and took all the 2-inch tape off the spool and basically threw it in the garbage can and set it on fire. But so there you go. It's a look at the Kinks. We just had one. And let's see, 6:30, we have an hour left in the show, and Bleak will not be in tonight for Exquisite Corpse. Sean Law of Caught in the Red, normally heard late on Tuesday or Wednesday evenings. I will have to check the schedule on that, but, where are we at here? Schedules. I'm really delaying. Yep, Tuesday evenings from 10 to 11:30. No, not 10 to 11:30. Yeah, 10 to 11:30. He will be in covering for Bleak tonight. But Ben Lai will be in at 9 for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Bleak actually is at the Wire show tonight at the Commodore, which is where I'm going to be hightailing it after the show. Yes, I like more than psych and garage music. But that concludes your listening enjoyment for this evening. But this is an example of some of the other fine programming you can hear on CITR, just not tonight.
To tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Shindig. Well, all right, thank you very much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy hi, Shindiggers, come on in and join the fun.
Starting September 16th at the Railway Club, CITR presents Shindig. Shindig continues its tradition of offering the freshest underground music in this annual competition that spans 13 weeks and includes over 1,000 participants. 27 bands and musicians of all styles duke it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots. With three great bands each night and free audience prizes, what more can you ask for? This week's challengers are
Trembling,
Cargo Hold,
and Lakefield.
Come on down every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, for Shindig, where
you get to see the stars of tomorrow today. You don't have to wait an extra day.
Yes, Shindig. This Tuesday, October 21st, still running through the elimination round, as it were. So, last time you heard the show, which was 2 weeks ago, I did an all-Swedish beat and psych special, and there were a few things I didn't quite get to. I mean, obviously, I didn't get to Parson Sound or International Harvester, which are probably the two Swedish psych or prog bands you'd think of when thinking about the genre, but just because of the massive amount of material I got through, I didn't get to them. I didn't get to Hansen and Carlson either. Hansen and Carlson being a duo. Where are we at here? Yeah, Bo Hansen was a rhythm and blues guitarist who switched to the organ, teamed up with a jazz drummer by the name of Jani Carlson, and became sort of the house band. I mentioned a club which was like Stockholm's first psych club called Phillips. It was a very sort of seminal sort of centerpiece to the kind of very small but focused Swedish psych and mod movement. Certainly had Parsons Sound playing there quite a lot, and Baby Grandmothers when they were around for about that year that they were around before they kind of dissolved and went into Mekki Markmen. But Hansen and Carlson lasted quite a little bit longer than that. And they're most noted for one of the occasions when they opened for Jimi Hendrix in Sweden. Baby Grandmothers actually also opened for Jimi Hendrix on one of his Swedish dates. But Hansen and Carlson had a song called Tax Free, which was then covered by Hendrix. So there you go. And this is that track. This is Hansen and Carlson with Tax Free.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you. My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Oops. Those songs, they do end quite abruptly, don't they? Sorry for that really, really long set there, but I kind of got caught up in the moment. Started that off, of course, with Hanson and Carlson in Tax Free, the song that Jimi Hendrix covered after hearing them perform it live when they were opening for him at some point in 67 or 68. Then you've been listening to my sort of part two of my focus on Swedish beat music, psych, and progressive rock, 1965 to 1970. After Hanson and Carlson, you heard Parsons Sound and a track called From Tunis to India in Full Moon on Testosterone. Parsons Sound, not a band that recorded in the studio, to the best of my knowledge. There is a CD out of their, kind of, I guess, a retrospective, two CD retrospective of, I guess, pretty much radio broadcasts and field recordings from various art happenings and what have you, which was the case with that track from Tunis to India, recorded at the Modern Museum of Art in Stockholm on March the 1st, 1968, during the Bombay Free School happening, quote, an event on Earth with moon-attached happenings. Parsons Sound formed in 1967, and by 1969 they had morphed into International Harvester, which you just heard three songs by. Started with It's Only Love. I meant to actually play another song called, or sort of chant called, Ho Chi Minh, which is more indicative of the direction that the band had gone in. Not so much prog, but more into kind of political sloganeering, because that was the sort of period when the counterculture turned its thoughts to Maoism, I guess, being the operative philosophy of the European counterculture at the time. Very evident in the 1968, May 68, Paris student uprising, and certainly around until the early 70s, the Mao Zedong being big news around the world because of the Cultural Revolution, in China at the time. Of course, it wasn't until much, much later when people found out how much of a bastard the guy was, but I digress. It's Only Love followed that with Klockan är mycket nu. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's Getting Late Now is the translation. And then that last rather lengthy 12-minute track you heard was Sov Gott Rosemary, which means Sleep Tight Rosemary. And It's Only Love and Sleep Tight Rosemary being sort of leftover Parsons soundtracks, or songs, soundtrack songs from that period. So that concludes our look at Swedish music of the 60s and early 70s. Got 15 minutes left. Sean Law will be in to cover for Bleak in about that amount of time. He may be late, so I'm going to stay and cover until he gets here. And I've just heard that Wire has canceled this evening, so color me pissed. But no, Bleak will not be coming in. To the best of my knowledge, I mean, maybe it'll be the Bleak and Sean show. That could be interesting. But in the meantime, a show that has not been canceled, and God, I hope not, because I just did the poster for it, is October the 31st at 1114 East Pender Street. That is Pender Street, the same block, but behind the Pink Pearl restaurant in Hastings. Will be the Bohemians Club Halloween party with the Green Hour Band and Adelaide and Lord Beginner. And I will be there in the guise of West Coast Sonic Lantern Company doing the Liquid Light Show. But here as a taster is the Green Hour.
All together. We'll be right back.
The Collectors for you on 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, UBC Campus Radio, and we're into the last 5 minutes of Stereoscopic Readout for this week. Sean will be in to take over for Exquisite Corpse. We'll see. I don't think Bleak's coming in, even though the Wire show is canceled. I'm nonplussed about that information. I was looking forward to it, but I get to have an early night then because God knows I need it. I've been working two jobs recently, my day job and building things at Front & Company for the grand reopening on Friday tomorrow, and I'm still not done. So their counters are having to do without drawers for a few days anyway. Started that set with the Green Hour Band, Vancouver's Green Hour Band, who will be playing October 31st at 1114 East Pender Street. You should check that out. It's $8. Three bands, starts at 10 p.m. My Thoughts in Mind from their self-titled CD released earlier this summer. Followed them with Orange Alabaster, Mushroom, and Your Face is in My Mind. And then the Collectors with Lydia Purple. I am going to leave you with a message. CITR ends. There we go. I'm going to leave you with a message and then ride out the time till Sean gets here with some Kensington Market from side one of Avenue Road. We'll see how far into that we can get. I'm going to start off with I Would Be the One, and then who knows how much far we're going to get. But in the meantime, that is it for us this week. I will see you next week. Bye for now.
Zipcar gets it. You live your life 4 months at a time. Commitment freaks you out. Your most expensive asset is your laptop, and even that's portable. Why own a car when you can have a Mini for cruising with friends, a roomy Yaris for moving your affordable Swedish furniture into your dorm room, and a Ford Escape for when you take a break from homework to hit the North Shore slopes?
UBC students get a sweet discount on Zipcar membership, $30 for the year. You can reserve by the hour or day, and gas, insurance, and 150 kilometers per day are always included. Your first step is to put down that slice of pizza and sign up at zipcar.com/UBC. After that, just head to one of the locations on campus to pick up your car, and the rest is up to you.
Speaking of dreams, won't you waiting for someone to love you? sunshine, glancing sometimes to find she's